The political theater around the debt ceiling is on grand display right now, and to be sure, investors aren't feeling those vibes from their elected officials. Yahoo Finance DC correspondent Jessica Smith has the latest in this standoff. Jessica.
Yeah, Brian, there are lots of urgent issues happening all at once in D.C. Let's actually start with the government shutdown, because it looks like there could be some resolution on that front. Majority Leader Schumer just said on the Senate floor that the Senate will, as soon as today, take up a short-term funding bill to keep the government open through early December. You'll remember Republicans had blocked a package that both raised the debt limit and had government funding. They blocked that earlier, so now they are stripping the debt ceiling provision, and they're trying to pass this clean bill to avoid a shutdown. They could do that as soon as today, send it to the House, where it's also expected to pass. So if everything goes as planned, it looks like they could avoid a shutdown that is due to start Friday morning. But as far as the debt ceiling, that situation is still very unclear how it's going to play out. Schumer yesterday tried to ask for unanimous consent to allow them to raise the debt limit with just a majority threshold instead of the 60 votes that it typically takes. So that would allow Democrats to raise the debt limit on their own, as Republicans have been pushing for, but Republicans did block that. We heard from Minority Leader McConnell saying that there's no way Republicans are going to help them do this, really, in any form. He says they should be using reconciliation. Well, Majority Leader Schumer just a few minutes ago took a very firm stance against using reconciliation to raise the debt limit. He says they cannot and will not do it. So there is really this stare down over the debt limit happening right now, and it is not clear how this is going to end. But we have heard over and over again from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urging Congress to act, saying a default would lead to a financial crisis and calamity. Let's watch.
It's necessary to avert a catastrophic event for our economy. Senators, the debt ceiling has been raised or suspended 78 times since 1960, almost always on a bipartisan basis. My hope is that we can work together to do so again and to build a stronger American economy for future generations.
So again, guys, the shutdown expected to be avoided, but again, that's if everything goes as planned, which you never know if it's going to in Washington. But the debt limit, still a big question on how that's going to be resolved.
You know, and she also, during that hearing yesterday, I believe it was Senator John Kennedy who was grilling her on reconciliation in particular as a way to get this done. He kind of said, why don't you people, I believe is what he said to the Treasury Secretary, just do reconciliation. Can you walk us through why the Democrats are saying they cannot or will not do reconciliation in this case, as you just said Schumer had reiterated?
Yeah, and he did kind of outline why he thinks they cannot do it. He says it's too risky. First, they would have to agree on a specific number. They couldn't just suspend the debt limit. And that could be tricky because, I mean, as we've seen with the other spending packages, it's difficult to get Democrats all on the same page. So it might be difficult to get them all to agree on a specific number. It also is going to take time to pass both the House and Senate. And really, they're just making the argument that if you drag this process out, involve more and more committees, you have all the different lawmakers, it could just derail the process. So technically, they could do it through reconciliation. It's just going to be difficult and time consuming.
It always is. Yahoo Finance's Jessica Smith. Thank you.